Today we are reading this amazing book that has opened our eyes, Seeing for Life: How to Stop Vision Loss Before It Starts, by internationally recognized eye surgeon, Dr. Robert M. Kirschner. You may have heard about his previous best-selling comprehensive book, Seeing for Life: Clear Vision to Age 88 and Beyond, that is literally a user's manual for your eyes. This is a companion book that guides you through the proven steps to maintain and even improve your eyesight. It's like having a roadmap to clear vision. Listen to what our reviewers learned from Dr. Kirschner's new book.
Something that might surprise you. We process over 36,000 visual messages every hour. Most of us don't give a second thought to the incredible organs making that possible. Our eyes are working overtime in ways we never imagined.
That's a staggering number. How is our modern lifestyle affecting this constant visual processing?
Well, research shows that excessive screen time is literally reshaping our eyes, especially in younger generations. What's fascinating is that cases of myopia have increased by 66% since the widespread adoption of smartphones and tablets.
So what can we actually do to protect ourselves from all this digital strain?
The science points to something called the 20-20-20 rule: every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. But here's what's really interesting. Studies show that children who spend just 2 hours outdoors daily reduce their risk of myopia by 50%.
You know, speaking of protection, I've been hearing about blue light glasses everywhere. Do they actually help?
The research is actually mixed on blue light glasses. What's proven more effective is managing our overall light exposure. Studies show that natural daylight exposure in the morning helps regulate our circadian rhythm and reduces eye strain by 30%.
That makes so much sense. Our eyes evolved for natural light, not screens. What about those subtle warning signs we might be missing?
Oh, this is crucial. 75% of people ignore early warning signs like floaters or brief vision changes. But here's the thing, these symptoms can indicate serious conditions that are 90% treatable if caught early.
Well, that's definitely making me rethink those occasional flashes I see. What other connections to overall health should we know about?
Get this, during a routine eye exam, doctors can detect over 20 different systemic diseases, including diabetes and hypertension, often months before other symptoms appear. And speaking of fascinating connections, hormonal changes can actually alter your vision.
Hold on, hormones affect our eyesight? How does that work?
Recent studies show that hormonal fluctuations can change corneal shape by up to 3%, affecting focus and comfort. During menopause, nearly 60% of women experience dry eye symptoms due to decreased estrogen levels.
That's incredible. What about all these advances in treatment we keep hearing about?
Modern cataract surgery is a perfect example. It's now so precise that surgeons can customize new lenses to within 0.25 diopters of desired vision. But what's really exciting is the future gene therapy trials are showing 90% success rates in treating certain inherited eye conditions.
These numbers are fascinating. What's the most important thing we should all be doing right now?
Regular comprehensive eye exams are crucial. They can catch glaucoma up to 4 years before noticeable vision loss occurs. But beyond that, nutrition plays a huge role. Studies show that people who eat a diet rich in omega-3s and leafy greens have a 40% lower risk of advanced age-related eye diseases.
This really changes how I think about eye care. It's not just about vision, is it?
Exactly. Our eyes are part of a complex system. Research shows that making eye contact releases oxytocin, reducing stress levels by up to 68%. It's all connected: our vision, our health, our emotional well-being.
You've really opened my eyes to how fascinating and complex our vision really is.
And that's just the beginning. With emerging technologies like bionic eyes showing 80% success rates in clinical trials, we're on the cusp of revolutionary changes in how we preserve and restore vision. The future of eye care is looking brighter than ever.